Beatrice Zinker, Upside Down Thinker. Beatrice Zinker, Book 1. Written by Shelley Johannes and read by Rosalind Odes. Beatrice Zinker always did her best thinking upside down. It worked like magic and she never questioned it. It worked like poof. It worked like presto. It worked like Shazam on every problem, every pickle, and each and every jam. But not everything in her life was a piece of cake. The Zinkers were a right-side-up family. Being the upside-down daughter wasn't easy. Her siblings didn't make things any easier. Beatrice was the middle child. Her older sister, Kate, was a cookie-cutter version of their mother, Nancy. Her baby brother, Henry, was a cookie-cutter version of their father, Pete. Even the cat seemed cut out to be a Zinker. Beatrice, however, had been different from the very beginning. The Zinkers liked boxes and boundaries, but not Beatrice. She climbed out of her first box as soon as she was able. Kate's first word was mum. When Beatrice finally spoke, her first word was wow. Wow indeed, said her father. Uh-oh, said Kate. Oh no, said her mother. What now? As Beatrice grew, Kate said a lot of uh-oh. Nancy Zinker said a lot of oh no and a lot of what now. When Beatrice was 5 years old, she headed off to William Charles Elementary. It was an upstanding institution with a stand-up reputation.
Keep your chin up, Buttercup, encouraged her father.
Take it easy on Mrs. Beasley, her mother teased. Beatrice tried her best. She filled up on facts and figures 5 days a week. She sat at circle time. She relied on the rules and relaxed into the routine. But kindergarten couldn't counteract the pull of gravity. Despite a daily dose of ABCs and 1-2-3s, her mind still gravitated toward maybes, what-ifs, and could-bes.
Maybe she'll outgrow it, said the parents at pick-up time.
Maybe, said Nancy Zinker.